Who are old hardheads?
Haynes, in person, demanded. So deeply immersed had Kinnison been in his rapturous delirium that even his sense of perception was in abeyance. And there, not 2 yards from the entranced couple, stood the 2 old lensmen under discussion. The culprits sprang apart, flushing guiltily, but Haynes went on imperturbably, quite as though nothing out of the ordinary had been either said or done.
We gave you 15 minutes, then came up to be sure to catch you before you flitted off to the celebration or somewhere. We have matters to discuss.
QX, come in, all of you.
As she spoke, the nurses stood aside in invitation.
You know, don't you, that it's exceedingly much contra regs for nurses to entertain visitors of the opposite sex in their rooms. 50 demerits per offense. Most girls never get a chance at even 1 gray lensman. Here I've got 3.
She giggled infectiously.
Wouldn't it be 1 for the book for me to get 150 black spots for this? And to have Surgeon Marshal Lacey, Port Admiral Haynes, and unattached lensman Kimball Kinnison all heaved into the clink to boot. Boy, oh boy, ain't we got fun.
Lacey's too old, and I'm too moral to be affected by the wiles even of the likes of you, my dear,
Haynes explained equably, as he seated himself upon the davenport, the most comfortable thing in the room.
Old? Moral? Tommy rot!
Lacey glared, and I'll see you later look at the Admiral, then turned to the nurse.
Don't worry about that, MacDougall. No penalties accrue. Regulations apply only to nurses in the service. And what?
She started to blaze, but checked herself, and her tone changed instantly.
Go on. You interest me strangely, sir. I'm just going to love this.
Her eyes sparkled. Her voice was vibrant with unconcealed eagerness.
Told you she was quick on the uptake, Lacey gloated. Didn't fox her for a second.
But say, listen, what's this all about anyway? Kinnison demanded.
Never mind, you'll learn soon enough,
from Lacey, and...
Kinnison, you are very urgently invited to attend a meeting of the Galactic Council tomorrow afternoon,
from Haynes.
Huh? What's up now?
Kinnison protested. His arm tightened about the girl's supple waist, and she snuggled closer, a trace of foreboding beginning to dim the eagerness in her eyes.
Promotion. We want to make you something. Galactic coordinator, director, something like that. The job hasn't been named yet. In plain language, the big shot of the second galaxy, formerly known as Lundmark's Nebula.
But listen, Chief, I couldn't handle such a job as that. I simply haven't got the jets.
You always yelp about a dynage deficiency whenever a new job is mentioned, but you deliver the goods. Who else could we wish it on to?
Warsel, Kinnison declared with hesitation.
He's... Balloon juice, snorted the older man.